Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You are listening to the Weekend Edition show. This is episode number 150.
150 it is?
150.
Wow.
We are getting closer to 200.
Does that mean anything?
I'm not sure, but
I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
No? I want to do something special for our 200th.
I think we did that already.
No, I think every milestone should be celebrated. I want to celebrate every day, actually.
Well, you do. You do celebrate every day.
I do. Every day.
I don't want to do anything for the 200th one.
Okay.
I'm out.
You're out? I know that you're going to change your mind. Well, today we're going to talk about some news and updates, of course, the weekend show. I have a couple of messages and emails that I want to respond to here on the on air.
All right.
And we've got to talk about the new Spider-Man movie that we finally got to see. Spider-Man Homecoming just came out.
Wait a second. And you said finally got to see. Well, I wasn't anticipating this movie at all.
You weren't?
No. I mean, well, we saw the previews about a couple weeks ago when we went to a different movie. But before that, I mean, I wasn't really anticipating this movie.
Are you kidding me? After seeing the new Spider-Man, Peter Parker played Tom Holland, that young kid that was in Civil War.
Who's English, by the way?
He is. I know, right? He has got such a thick accent in real life. It's incredible how they can change their accent. So I can't.
Well, we're really from Texas, but we fake
yeah,
a Boston
right.
accent.
That's true. Yes.
So
yes.
We do a pretty good job of that,
yes,
I think.
Yes. Well, I just thought he was an incredible Spider-Man. Super excited to see.
Of course you are.
Of course, right. Yeah, so I was really anticipating this movie. I don't know why you weren't, but anyway, we got to see it this weekend. I don't want to give away too much because it just came out. I'm sure a lot of you haven't gotten to see it yet, but I do want to share our thoughts.
Do you know why I wasn't anticipating it? Thanks for asking, Connie.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
Why weren't you anticipating this movie?
I think partly because the other Spider-Man movies weren't phenomenal. They weren't Marvel or Captain America or Thor. They were just okay movies.
Yeah, I have to say, I was never really a big fan of Spider-Man as a kid or anything, so I never really got into the Spider-Man. Although there's a lot of people that are diehard Spider-Man original fans. Like, they didn't want this new movie to debut.
I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
I think so too. So since we're talking about it, we might as well just continue.
Yeah,
we
might as well.
So this movie takes place months after the events of Captain America Civil War. So if you really want to stretch your movie experience, I highly suggest watching Captain America Civil War before you go to see this, because it definitely it transitions beautifully.
Yeah.
Into this. So it's a real fresh spin, and I love this character. I love everybody that's in this movie. All I've got to say is Michael Keaton's in this movie.
It doesn't tell you how he became Spider-Man, though, so it doesn't go back that far.
It doesn't. Good point. Well, it it's kind of interesting the way
you got to kind of know the story a little that
right.
He's Spider-Man already.
Yeah.
And then it's like the point where Spider-Man meets Avengers.
Totally.
And that's kind of where it takes off.
I do think watching Captain America Civil War will definitely enhance your movie experience. I just am a big Marvel nerd.
Oh.
And I'll do anything to make my experience longer because I love Marvel so much. So getting to see Captain America again and just getting to see that character is really cool. Plus, you'll get to see the story unfold of this exact happening of this movie takes place right after the events of Civil War, and it's cool because they reference Captain America a lot. You'll see Iron Man in this movie, Tony Stark, just really cool. And there's some fresh characters in this movie. Zendaya, who's on the Disney Channel. My kids love her. I love watching her. She's a really neat character. Somebody that I haven't seen. You've never seen her play this kind of role before. So it's really cool. Where's Aaron Wallace when I need him?
I don't know.
Because he could be diving deep in this movie, and you're just kind of.
I wonder if he even
back.
Likes this movie.
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
You should ask him next time. On your guys' podcast, you can ask him.
Speaking of Aaron, the episode we did with him was released this week. I hope you guys liked it. I had a lot of fun with him.
I thought it was a great episode. It was a great long episode.
A long episode. This will definitely be much shorter.
So, overall thoughts on Spider-Man?
All I've got to say is. You know, I got my Michael Keaton fix. He still has it.
Yeah, he's a pretty good actor.
He is still really incredible.
I'm more convinced now than ever.
Okay.
That my theory of low expectations actually works.
You know, I hear you.
And I'm starting to think I have something there.
You've got gold, like you've
like
you've
that
unlocked,
is the key to life.
You've unlocked the key to life. Am I getting too cheesy for you?
No, I really think I've unlocked the key to life right there. It's taken me a while to figure it out, but okay. I really, really believe I've figured it out.
All right.
Because I went into that movie hoping it was going to be good, but expecting it to be not.
Mm.
And I walked away and...
It was a pretty long movie, too.
It was a pretty long movie. And I don't want to hype this up like the Tonga Toast, where people go have it and they're like, this is awful.
Yeah.
But I left there being like, this was one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
I agree.
It was a perfect mixture of action, comedy, and story that had me, like you said, it was a long movie and it had me engaged the whole time.
Yeah, it just kept getting better and better, which is rare in a movie. You kind of feel like you've hit a peak in a movie and then you kind of can gauge what's coming next, or you can predict what's about to happen. I did not and could not predict what was going to happen in this movie. I think that's what made it so neat. I will say, if you're taking really young kids, there are a couple of scenes, a few language, like I would say, it's probably more intended for a little bit older crowd, a couple of scenes. But I know a lot of
Connie says that at every movie, though.
I do say I'm very protective of like what my
kids. I was thinking the whole time we didn't bring our kids to this, and I was thinking our kids would love this movie. Well, Connie's right; there are a couple awkward scenes but every movie that's good has a couple awkward scenes.
Well, the characters are in high school, so just that's all you guys need to know. So the characters are high school age and above. So
I want to stop the show right here. I just want to say hi to everybody listening live on our Facebook page.
All right, let's
I'm not going to say their names. I'm just going to say hi.
Okay,
go ahead, go back.
Wait.
I just want to acknowledge that we hear them when we see them. Because they're commenting as we're doing this podcast.
They're commenting. Hold on, you
so
guys.
Stop. Get back to the podcast episode. Just wanted to say hi.
So I have to say, so the high school age is where the movie takes, you know, that's the age range. And the humor and stuff is definitely for like more high school. So it might go over your kid's head a couple of scenes, but. I don't know. It didn't go over my head at all.
No, it was hilarious. I thought it was really good. Yeah. So I'm going to give that 2 thumbs up. Like I said, I don't want to have everybody going into the movie theater thinking this is going to be the best movie ever, but it's a pretty good movie.
I'm going to try to be cool and say instead of 2 thumbs up, I'm going to give 2 fist pumps.
2 fist pumps, which is weird when you're a lady.
I know. But that's okay because I'm a dork.
It's weird when you're our age anyway.
That's true. Good
man
point.
Or lady.
One thing, obviously, you might know this already, but it's a Marvel movie. You've got to stay for the credits. Don't
the
leave.
Credits and the complete end.
Yes.
Not just like the main credits that go by and then it's.
Which I really am so in love with this idea of having a scene after the fact, because it gives people the chance, and I hope you do. I hope you sit there and read the names that are going down the screen. I mean, just to see all those people that have worked so hard on this movie. It's incredible how many people it takes to make a movie.
It's brilliant marketing because yeah. They've got people's 100% attention.
I just love it.
You get them to read the credits or at least stay. I mean, many people, soon as the movie comes over, they pick up their phone.
Yeah.
But you get them to stay till the complete end and anticipate what's happening at the end. And
yeah.
Sometimes, like, that message isn't great.
I love seeing where the movies takes place. You can see where it's been filmed. That's really fun for me. So I love that. Anyway, so yeah, 2 fist pumps.
2 fist pumps. 2 awkward fist pumps in the air from Connie.
Go see it. Okay.
Let's get into the news now.
Okay.
Actually, show's over. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's it? Show's over.
Show is not over.
Show is certainly not over. Well, there's some changes happening to Disney's Yacht Club, which we are going to get to see.
I know.
In November. Well, it's supposed to be completed in October. That's sort of the schedule. It's actually the Disney's Yacht Club Resort Dining Options. That's what's changing. And they're reimagining the dining of the resort in a reimagined lobby lounge and new concept for the former Captain's Grill.
That's cool.
I wish we ate at Captain's Grill before, because then I could compare it to something, but we actually never got the opportunity to eat there. So
wait, they're not changing it after we eat there and talk about it on the show?
This is, yes, as courtesy to Unlocking the Magic, they're going to change it beforehand.
Yeah, so we're going to go there, eat, come back, give you the review, and then it's going to change right after
that. No, they're saying October. It's supposed to be done. It says the airy new market offers small merchandise area, which is actually, that is set to open later this month, and 28 seats for casual dining with both made-to-order and grab-and-go. So they're going to have lunch and dinner, specialties, paninis. Grab-and-go selections offer sandwiches, salads. And a whole new Ale and Compass concept debuts at Disney's Yacht Club Resort in October with the when the lobby lounge is transformed with a newer interior and expands to 58 seats. It actually looked really cool. There's a picture online that they're showing that's kind of it's a picture sort of a corner of you can kind of see the seating. It's not everything. You kind of see the bar area. Uh-huh. It looks neat. But I wish I kind of could compare it to before, but whatever. It definitely has a New England inspired comfort food and ambiance. That's what it says as a description.
Well, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know.
So I think it was. Everything is weird to you. Weird and awkward. Is there anything that's not weird and awkward to you that I do?
No.
Oh, is it just the way I described it or?
You know what it was? I was trying not to fall asleep while you're reading it. Not that you read it. It's just, I don't know.
I have nothing to say.
When people read the descriptions right off the website, I feel like it's, I know it's informative reading. And people want the information.
I know, but I wasn't reading word for word.
I know.
I mean, I normally do. But I was really trying not to since I know you have a hard time with
it. You shouldn't think about me, though. You should think about the listeners because
well, I'm sure
they want the information and they want you to read it because they want to have your opinion of it
you
and
think
hear
so?
It. Yeah.
Maybe we should ask them.
Maybe we should. I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure last time I said the exact same thing. They said, yes, they like when you read the descriptions about it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But well, I could be completely wrong on that.
This isn't really news, but it happened this week. I hope you guys all had a wonderful 4th of July holiday. It was a very, very long weekend. A lot of people had said there was two Mondays this week. Monday the 3rd and then Monday the 5th.
I don't know about two Mondays, but I felt like there was three Sundays.
Yeah, that too. But I wanted to know, a lot of friends and a lot of people have messaged me and said that they were going to watch the live streams of the 4th of July fireworks, which I hope you got to do because they were incredible. I know it's different than being actually at the park, but it's the next best thing.
Totally.
The weather was really, really nice here, but where we are, most of the fireworks are on the 3rd, so it was actually cool.
I bet you they're cool if you can get them on your TV. Like, if you're very tech-savvy, unlike us, and have a good TV and
or,
stuff.
Or like, organized.
Yeah, you could probably put them right on your TV and watch them on the big screen. That or have a nice true. TV, even, if you have a nice TV.
Yes.
That would be fun, that rather be than fun. On your phone. It's probably not the same experience on your phone. Although, I'm pretty sure that when I'm in the Magic Kingdom, right, watching fireworks, I'm pretty sure half the people are watching them on their phone there anyway because they're recording it and they're watching the fireworks through their phone.
I think that's, yeah.
So whether you're absolutely. There or not, you still watch it on your phone.
That is true.
So you could just walk outside, hold your phone up, and watch the live stream and it'll feel like you're there.
Yeah.
Recording it live.
Okay.
Right?
I like it.
Because you see the picture and it's just everybody's phones hanging up.
That is true.
So what's the difference?
What is the difference? Well, anyway, I hope you guys got to see it. They were incredible. I love these live streams. I've said it before. I wasn't sort of too keen on the idea, but I just have become hooked on watching them. So they're really cool. Good way to bring the magic right there at home. We got a message this week that I want to share.
Okay.
Before I go into other news too. Well, a couple of quick news bits. Just a couple of restaurants are being refurbished for a couple of days, one in August. There's a coral reef. And there was news about Chef Mickey's being relocated for a little bit.
Probably because of the monorail.
Yeah, so for some maintenance. So nothing completely official on Disney blog yet, but that's been kind of behind the scenes on the works.
Are you talking about a rumor?
No.
Oh, okay. Checking on that.
Do you want me to?
I don't, but...
You know how I just kind of...
Quieted out. You kind of trilled off. Yeah. All right, moving on.
Okay, so this
Actually, I have something. Ooh. And this I like because it's about saving money.
I love it.
So there's a limited time offer. Get four Park Magic tickets for only $79 per day this summer. So this is on the Disney Parks website.
Are you reading, Bruce?
I'm reading.
Word for word.
Not word for word. I'm going to sum it up here. It says you can get $316 tickets and $296 child tickets, ages 3 to 9, for certain times used from, I forget the date, but you have to use them by September 30th. So July 30th through, you have to purchase them from March to July 30th, and then you can use them through September 30th of 2017. You're basically getting, I think it's about 30-something dollars off per ticket if you do it that way.
I love saving money.
But you have to use all four. I think we actually used a similar package to this last time we were there,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah. It was definitely our thing because when we used ours, you can't park hop with that.
It's one ticket per park per day.
Yes.
So the four major parks.
And you have to commit.
Yes. And it expires 15 days after you use the first one. So you can use them over a 15-day period, but you have to go to one particular park each time.
That works for us.
That's totally fine for me. If I can save some money and I don't park hop anyway, so this is a perfect package for me.
I think so.
And that's available on the Disney website.
Well, this next trip that we're taking pretty soon, that we are actually going to be taking advantage of the park hopper Well, in order to obtain the free dining, you had to get a park hopper pass, which is a little bit more money, so it's kind of...
Boo.
Yeah, I know. But... Now that we have it, we might as well try it. There's definitely some things and suggestions that others have said to us that I can totally see their point of view, especially if there's inclement weather at one park. If you go to another, sometimes it's not even raining at the other park because they're so far apart. So anyway, it might be something that we could try or just – maybe I just won't – I shouldn't have told you. I should have told you we didn't have park hopper.
Well, maybe we'll get there. You shouldn't have told me. So you could be like, guess what? You want to go to Epcot?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay.
Darn it.
How do we do that?
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, there's no way you'll be able to forget that by November.
You know what I do like the park hopper? Sometimes the park hopper is cool if you are going more than 4 days and maybe you want to hit a half a day park and then you want to hit the other park at the other half day. So if you're going to go to the Magic Kingdom 1.5 days and you only want to go to Epcot a half a day, or, you know, if you have a multiple day park ticket, you can spread it out a little bit. That would be good. We usually just go to one park each visit.
Right.
So we're not hitting 7 days of parks. It's usually like 2 or 3 or 4 days of parks. And we have to either skip a park completely or we just go to all four at once.
We usually go to all four.
Yeah.
We never can.
But if you're hitting 5 or 6 days, maybe you're like, let's just head over to Epcot for a little while or something if you're at Magic Kingdom, let's per se.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right.
Let's move on.
Thank you.
What's your question?
It was a question we talked about on Facebook. And we actually got this email from our friend Melinda, and she wanted to know about dining and portions. And a lot of you guys on Facebook, which, by the way, this last week, Facebook, we kind of threw everyone off, I think, because we did it on Sunday instead of our normal Monday because of the third and the holidays. But thank you for all of you that have joined us, and I'm sorry if we...
I thought it was a pretty successful show.
I thought so. I thought you did well. I was looking back at the video, and I looked pretty dull that night. I didn't have much to say.
No?
You know what it is? I'm just so used to Mondays that when it was...
Threw you off?
It just really threw me off. I didn't have my game. I had my game, but...
Anyway. I had my game on, I think.
And everyone, a lot of you guys had said, messaged us saying it was a great show, and I was like, oh.
Wow,
maybe
awesome.
They didn't notice.
I always think it's a good show.
I don't know. I didn't look as peppy as usual.
I think it's good that there's two people to, if one's having a bad day, the other one can pick up the slack.
Which is normally you. Like, I'm normally picking up your slack.
Let's leave the listeners to decide that. Although there has been a lot of team talks too much lately, so
see?
Maybe so.
I'm just kidding. So anyway, gosh, we're so competitive.
It's true.
It's really, it's a problem. But anyway,
We should have our own podcast and see which one gets higher ratings and downloads.
I can't even do it. I can't even handle it. Like, whenever we
do you think we should do that?
No.
Individual podcasts?
Like, I mean, I'm...
As the Team Tonga podcast and the Team Talks Too Much podcast and see which one gets higher downloads?
No, I'd feel bad for you because I would get more downloads.
Yeah, but then I would just shut yours off and then I would just totally do mine
just
only.
Just kidding. See, the truth is I could never do that because I couldn't... If I were to fail, I would never... I wouldn't hear the end of it from you.
That's true.
Yes.
I would be bragging a lot.
Or whenever we have guests on, like whenever the guests say to one of us, that's a good question. I go back going, oh, wait, how do you get a good question?
I write on the board. I got three good questions. Connie only got two. I win.
Darn. All right. Anyway, so a lot of you guys commented and helped me with this. And I thought it'd be fun to share on the podcast today for those that... of you that didn't go check us out on the live show, but I also had a couple more to add to it. So she emailed us wondering about quick service dining at the parks, not at Disney Springs, but specifically at the parks. And she says she's not necessarily looking for the best in food, but the most bang for your buck as far as portion sizes go. She does not do the dining plan, so we don't have to worry about that, but we can just talk about the ones that we feel are the biggest portions. And the first thing that came to my mind was, we talk about a lot, is the Columbia Harbor House. I have such a hard time saying that. Columbia Harbor House. Gosh, my Boston accent comes out really.
Harbor.
Harbor, the Harbor House. but she says there's a shellfish. Wow. So many tongue twisters. Shellfish allergy, and that
is a selfish allergy. Like, oh, I'm so I just need to have this all to myself.
It's a selfish allergy.
I have one of those. I think I have a selfish allergy. I'm pretty sure I do.
All right, I can't.
All right, sorry about that.
All right, we good?
I'm pretty good.
All right. So she says the recommendation from Disney is to avoid eating the air if you do. So that one's out. But I will say, for anyone else that doesn't have that allergy, that's my always go-to because the portions are really big. I'm just thinking of the Magic Kingdom right now, but the Friar's Nook, the mac and cheese there, we loved. Right now, it's chicken, barbecue chicken with the mac and cheese, but we had pulled, was it pot roast? With
yes.
We didn't really like. So just...
The plain mac and cheese was... Now, you're gonna get the bowl and you're going to say to yourself, now that's not going to be enough.
Yeah, the bowl isn't that big, but when you start eating it,
yeah,
it's pretty filling and hearty. So
a couple people said Pecos Bill's too has good sized portions.
So I'm gonna say mac and cheese. Pecos Bill's okay to me. I feel like it used to be bigger portions.
I'm gonna suggest, and I don't know if I talked about this on the live show, but my suggestion is, if you're really looking for a meal, like to not be hungry, eat more often, not look for bigger portions.
That's a good plan, and you get to eat more fun stuff.
Yeah, so maybe eat smaller portions multiple times throughout the day rather than just three meals.
All I know is if you don't get a fried chicken and waffle at Sleepy Hollow, you're doing it wrong.
Yes, you should get the fried chicken waffle at Sleepy Hollow, and then when you're done with that, go back and get the dessert one.
Have one of you get the dessert with the strawberries and the goodness, and then another person get the chicken, and it's just so heavenly. Like, that's it. And another thing with portions, like, I always feed the kids. We have a ton of ice cream. So whether it's Dole Whips or whatever, I feel like that's a good filler.
It is.
An ice cream and a hot Florida day.
Because I'm just like that. I want big portions too.
And oh, you do?
Yes. But I think that I'd rather eat more times throughout the day than get full at one portion.
Someone suggested Flame Tree Barbecue. A couple of our kids don't love barbecue. I don't know why. They just got super picky at barbecue lately. They do like the barbecue in the Polynesian Resort. Like, when we're at the Spirit of Aloha, they like that type of barbecue. But other tangy, I guess, barbecue, they don't love. But anyway, that's a good one, Flame Tree Barbecue. I forgot one to mention inside Magic Kingdom. Be Our Guest, actually. For quick service, I think the portions are pretty good. And you don't feel like you're eating quick service there because you feel like you're in a specialty dining place. Like, it doesn't make you feel quick at all. And then my all-time favorite, which I think I've said 1,000 times, is the Tangerine Cafe, also known to Bruce as the Tangerine Cafe.
Why known to me? You're the one who had problems talking about it.
Anyways.
I think I said Harambe Market too, and I think you were correcting me and just said, yeah, that wasn't great size portions. You just had half of ours too.
Yeah, you were. You forgot.
But I remember leaving there being full.
Yeah, because you ate all our food.
So maybe that was it.
But Epcot, the Tangerine Cafe with the kebabs and the hummus. If you think you're not going to like ethnic, or you feel like it's a little ethnic for you, please don't. Please give it a try and don't think that way, because it's so delicious. Fall off the bone, meat, and just heavenly goodness. It's like one of my favorite spots. I actually sometimes hate to share it because I love it so much. I don't want to ever have long, long crowds and lines there. But anyway, I hope that helps.
Hopefully somebody just said, we're broadcasting this live in our Facebook group for our Patreon members. If you want to go check us out, unlockingthemagic.com/Patreon. I think it's $5 a month.
You think? Is it or not?
It's $5 a month. And you can, we do record these shows live. So you get like a pre-show, the bloopers, and the after show. And somebody in our Facebook group, as we're recording this, said that the Dole Whips are better than the Tonga Toast.
Word.
Do you agree with that?
The Dole Whips are better. I think the Dole Whips are just as good as the Tonga Toast. I just have to, it just depends on my mood.
If like, you had to choose.
I actually, okay, here's the thing. I love the Tonga Toast, but I can only have like two or three bites of it. And I can't, it's too much for me. It's too sweet.
Yeah.
But if I have, so for me, somebody always order, like you always order the Tonga Toast. So I always have some of it.
Right.
And then I guess I want to say is I feel bad because you're in the room and I don't want to get yelled at here, but I think I'm going to choose the Dole Whip.
Really?
There's something to be said about that refreshing Dole pineapple whip in the Magic Kingdom. You can get it at the Polynesian Village Resort, but for me, part of it's nostalgia. I like it in the Magic Kingdom. And so, I don't know, it's refreshing and light, and it fills you for a long time.
I'm going to say Tonga Toast myself.
Okay. So another question that I got, actually today I happened to see it and I wanted to answer it, was from Chelsea, and she is going to Walt Disney World in November, Sunday through Friday after Thanksgiving, and she just now had an impulse to search for hotels near Disney to see if maybe they could score something cheap for the night before their reservations at the Art of Animation, which is hilarious because, well, we'll get into it in a second with our comments, but this is typical of Bruce and Connie. Like every time
it's typical for Bruce and Connie, but it's a little bit further out than we do.
Right. Yeah, true. But our trip is coming up soon and we have reservations and I'm already doing the same thing and searching for, well, maybe if we get there Saturday, our reservations technically don't start till Monday, but hey,
we always do that.
So she wanted to know, I almost said basically, but I stopped myself. You're welcome, by the way. She said...
Speaking of basically...
Oh.
Go follow me on Twitter, www.unlockmagic. I will retweet the tweet from...
You're going to be doing a lot of tweeting.
Yes. Speaking of basically...
Okay.
Lan's mama tweeted us and said, he uses apparently like Connie uses basically, and it's a video of a little boy at an event in... He's interviewed on live TV. He says apparently like 37 times.
Listen.
So go follow me. Go follow us, me, on Twitter, WW Unlock Magic, and I will retweet that and you can see that video. It's hilarious.
When you learn a big word, you want to use it a lot.
Basically is a big word?
For me, okay. In my vocabulary.
Drop the mic.
Okay. So back to Chelsea's question. She said, well, she's already off work for that Thanksgiving holiday. So she found the Swan and Dolphin on a booking site for an inexpensive amount. And she says, my question for you, is it worth to drive down early and stay one night and then switch to the Art of Animation? Or should I save that money for something else during our trip? Is that Saturday going to be ridiculously busy, even if we don't go to the parks? Thank you for your advice.
I would say... Do it.
Do it.
The Swan and Dolphin is a nice resort, especially if you're only staying one night.
I would say do it at any place, even if it's off property. Like, I don't even...
Mm.
Well, no, but I think here's the thing. The catch-22 here is it's not going to be as magical as a as a pop, when you land, when the airplane lands and you don't have to go find your luggage and you see the Magical Express, that is really a great start to the vacation. So when you do either stay off property or do what she's asking to do, is, you know, extend your vacation at night, you don't get to do that. But it's, in my opinion, it's totally worth it because you get to extend your vacation in Florida. Like, what else can you ask for?
And the Swan Dolphin's nice. You can hang out by the pool.
I mean, I
take
feel
a walk
like
around the boardwalk.
There are plenty of resorts, even if it's not the Swan Dolphin, like the Hilton, all those resorts technically in the Walt Disney World.
Yeah, those are worth it.
There's plenty. And it definitely, it's like a little mini vacation before your vacation.
Agreed.
So, Bruce,
do it.
Bruce and I are giving
Two fist pumps. I don't know if I'm doing that, but I'm definitely giving you the go-ahead.
We also got a message from Clay this week, and Clay was recently in Walt Disney World. The comments that we received on Facebook was that the river journey wasn't worth all the hype, but says the Flight of Passage was incredible, 1,000 times better than soaring. You can actually smell the plants, the dirt, the water, and everything around you. You're setting like on a motorcycle seat. They pair you with a banshee. It's really, really cool. So I'm really excited to experience that. I can't believe we haven't done it yet, but the anticipation is incredible, and it's kind of making me feel like the anticipation we used to have, you know? So I'm kind of looking forward to...
I'm glad we didn't go right away. It's probably packed down there. I'd rather wait a little while.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with it.
Settle down a little.
Yeah, that's a good way to make yourselves feel a little better.
That's what
I'm
telling myself, at least.
Well, that's all I have really for messages.
Cool.
And
I'm going to give a couple shout outs from iTunes.
Okay.
We got a couple of reviews over the last couple of weeks that I said I would. Connie pointed out to me in the beginning of the podcast that I said I would shout out. So I'm going to give some shout outs. So Madler77 over on iTunes said, great pod. This is the headline. Different in the best way than all other Diz pods. Great podcast to add to your lineup, informational, and the way your best friends give you advice. Funny banter between the couple. Obviously have a great marriage. Mm-hmm. So refreshing. Unlike other pods. Well, it's interesting that they know that. That they can catch that. Unlike other pods, many which I like, but their fresh perspective is wonderful. They make you take a step back on your trip with gratitude as time to really unwind and connect with your family and act like a child again. Uh-huh. Also, the deeper appreciation for Walt Disney's inspirational business leaders involved in this much more. But thank you so much, Madler77. And then also Andy Mac 63. I love listening to Bruce and Connie. Their banter is amazing and enjoyable. It's amazing.
I love that word.
And CW909, really enjoyed listening to Bruce and Connie talk about their trips to WDW. This is by far my favorite Disney podcast to listen to. I can easily relate to them. I've been binge listening for a while and just can't get enough.
Oh my gosh.
So thank you so much for those reviews. Those are awesome. We love reading the reviews.
You know, I love getting every time we get a new one, we kind of get excited.
I do get excited. I love reading the reviews. It helps us, like, whether you get a message on Facebook or a Twitter message or an email or a review, you know, that's how we know that you're enjoying the show. And that's kind of what keeps us going doing a show. I think we'd do the show if nobody listened anyway. But to know that there's people out there listening and having a good time and enjoying themselves at work, you know, listening to us is even better.
I think so, too.
So thank you for those. If you're out there listening and you're enjoying the show, an iTunes review would be awesome. Or just subscribe, or even a better than an iTunes review would be like to subscribe to the show and share it with a couple friends that you know love Disney. That would be even better. So if you could do that, that would be fantastic. That would basically be awesome.
That would basically
be awesome. We'll give you 2 virtual fist pumps.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
We have a ton of emails that we've gotten the last few weeks that we haven't yet responded to. We're kind of collecting all of them to do a show about them.
And by collecting all of them, Connie means she forgot her email thing went down and she didn't set it up really
full for disclosure a while. Yes, my unlocking the email did go down on sounds weird on my computer, so I wasn't getting them. Bruce was hoarding them.
He
said, hey, by the way, did you respond to those emails yet? What emails, Bruce? I looked and I got so many. So I just want to thank you all for sending them. I will be responding. We've gotten some great ones. Katie mentioned that she listened to a show and we were talking about needing to bring gum along with us because we can't buy it in Walt Disney World. But she said she realized that gum is not on our packing list.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So she wanted to let us know. So
why don't you go fix that, Connie?
I think there's a couple of things I need to fix, yes. So anyway, I just wanted to say those.
All right, excellent.
Okay.
If you're going to Disney World, you should definitely check out Kingdom Strollers. If you have small children especially, using the strollers in the parks are okay. But then what are you going to do when you go back to the resort? You got nothing to do. You got to carry them on your shoulders. And those kids get heavy after a long day of walking in the parks, that's for sure.
That is true.
So go check out KingdomStrollers.com. They deliver your stroller or your crib right to your resort door. You use it the whole time you're on vacation there. And then when you're done, you just leave it right there and they come pick it up for you. KingdomStrollers.com is the website for more information on that. Thank you guys so much for supporting our sponsors on the show, Kingdom Strollers and Enchanted Escapes.
Yep. Thank you so much, you guys.
Facebook.com/unlockingthemagic is where we do our live show on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time, unless it's a holiday.
Unless it's a holiday, then Sunday is the new Monday temporarily, but we're back on schedule this week.
Back on schedule Monday. I believe Monday is the 10th.
You are right.
And we will be live at 8 p.m. on the 10th.
Perfect.
Right?
I'm just looking at all these emails that we've got that I had no idea we got. And I'm just feeling really deflated at the moment.
Why?
Because we haven't responded to any of them.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
You really need to tell me when we get these.
That is, all right, we'll respond to those pretty soon.
Okay.
Follow us on Instagram, Unlocking the Magic, and go get Connie's packing list at unlockingthemagic.com. And if you want to hear the behind the scenes of the show, the pre-show, the after show, and the bloopers, and support the show in general, Patreon is the place where you can do that. It's unlockingthemagic.com/Patreon. Patreon is P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Good job with the spelling. Awesome.
All right.
All right. That'll do it. Go see Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, it was a great movie. You really guys should definitely go check that out.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.